Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. You're probably wondering, what in the world is a charismatic church on Christmas Sunday morning singing? It's a good hymn, but singing an old-fashioned hymn that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. Well, they sang that song because I asked them to. Because that song is, you know, you have all these movies about a Christmas miracle, you know, but they're not really a Christmas miracle. But that song, back in 1875, was truly part of a Christmas miracle. I'm going to explain that to you as we go along this morning. But we are glad you are here. Praise God. So glad to see Daniel and Heather and all the kids. Give them a big, big hand. Praise God. Glory to God. God, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law are here. Praise God. Amen. Always. And we are glad you are here. Amen. Glory to God. Well, a man by the name of Ira Sankey sang that on Christmas Eve in 1875. Who knows who Ira Sankey is? Ira Sankey is, you may not know him, but you may, he lived from 1840 to 1908. He was one of the most famous gospel songwriters of his time. He was a composer, songwriter, and a very gifted, talented, anointed singer. And you may not have heard of Sankey, but if you ever sang from a hymnal, or if you still sing from a hymnal, then you sing Sankey songs. Because he wrote lots and lots of songs, and I promise you, you sing his songs when you were growing up, or you still sing them today. And you may not have heard of Sankey, but you probably heard of D.L. Moody, one of the most famous preachers in the last 200 years. Well, during the 1870s to about 1900, Sankey traveled with D.L. Moody for 30 years, and they conducted crusades in America. Sankey, you know, D.L. Moody preached the gospel. They would say of him, said, Moody preached the gospel, and Sankey sang the gospel. But he was his song leader, choir director, and soloist. And, you know, D.L. Moody, they had crusades where they had 10,000 people, 15,000 people. So they had all these great crusades across America and great crusades across Great Britain. And many, many thousands and thousands of people got saved. You know, a lot of famous ministers have always had people that sang with them over a long, long period of time. If you're familiar with Billy Graham, then you know that Cliff Barrows sang with him all those years. If you're a little bit younger and you say, well, I don't really know anything about that, well, you know about somebody like Brother Hagin. Well, everywhere Brother Hagin went, the Rhema band and singers went with him. And the music just added, was so anointed and so powerful and added to all these ministers' lives. And so Sankey traveled with D.L. Moody for 30 years, but became very famous. It was very well known, easily recognizable, and like I said, very talented. And like I said, on Christmas Eve in 1875, Sankey was traveling by steamboat on the Delaware River. And so it didn't take long before people recognized him. They knew who he was. And so they said, you know, like I said, he's actually famous and well-known. And so they said, would you sing for us? And he said, well, sure, I'll sing. Well, it's Christmas Eve, and it's a very festive occasion, and, you know, all the Christmas goings-on and so forth. So he thought, well, of course I should sing something to do with Christmas, some kind of Christmas carol. But as he stood on the deck of that paddle boat that night, for some reason, he just felt particularly led to sing that song that our guys just sang, Savior, Like a Shepherd Lead Us. That song was very, very popular in that day. It's still popular today. You know, that song came out in somewhere around 1830. And I read just this morning where 1,005 hymnals across all denominational lines have that song in it. So in other words, if a hymnal's ever been put out, that song's pretty much in it. Savior, Like a Shepherd Lead Us. So, you know, he didn't know why, didn't have anything to do with Christmas, but the Lord just seemed to really put it on his heart that he should sing that song. So the people were thrilled that he was singing. They didn't care what he sang, but he got up that night and he belted out the song, and the people loved it. Like I said, he was very gifted and very talented, and different people came up to greet him after the song. But one man came up to him. He said, Sankey said, this guy was pretty rough looking. He said, I mean, he looked like he had really lived a very hard life, a very harsh life. And the man walked up to him and he asked Sankey if he served in the Civil War. And so Ira Sankey said, yes, I joined the Union Army in 1860, and I was a Union, you know, in the Union Army. So the guard said, well, do you happen to remember maybe a night like in 1862 where you had been on guard duty? And Sankey said, well, there were many such nights during, you know, 1861, 1862, where I stood guard duty. I was the sentry, in other words, outside the camp. They're just all, and he said, there were many nights that I stood guard duty for my, you know, for the rest of the troops. and so forth. And so this soldier said, he said, well, in 1862, he said, in an extremely moonlit light, he said, you walked out. He said, I was a Confederate soldier. He says, I was hid over in the bushes behind the trees. And he says, I was a sniper. And he said, you walked out. It's very clear. I had you in my sights. I was lining you up. I was just about to pull the trigger. And you threw your head back. And he said, you belted out that song, Savior, lead us like a shepherd. And he said, so, he said, listen, you were a dead man. He said, I didn't miss. He said, I had you dead to rights. You were a dead man. And he said, there's no way I would have missed you. But he said, your singing touched my heart. He said, it also reminded me of my mother. He said, even though I didn't live for God and never cared for God that much, he said, my mother was a very godly woman and she loved the Lord and she was, you know, feared the Lord. And she said, even as a child, she sang that very song to me when I was resting on her knee. So he said, I just couldn't bring myself to pull the trigger. So he said, I thought, well, I'll wait till he gets through singing that song, then I'll shoot him. But he said, as you were singing that song, somehow or another, I don't know what happened, but God somehow or another touched my heart, and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So he said, I didn't shoot you. I think he went on to be responsible for writing all these songs and winning tens of thousands of people to the Lord. Imagine that. Think about that. But then the man said to Sankey, he said, you know, he said, I've never been, as he's talking to him, he said, you know, I've never been close to God. I've never lived for God, never walked with God. And do you really believe in this Savior? Do you really believe in this child that was born in a manger? And could you help me? Could you help me? Could you help me get connected to him? So Sankey said, I threw back my arms, wrapped my arms around him and hugged him and said, and then using the terminology of the season, because it was Christmas Eve, Sankey said, so we both went to the manger. Amen. And he said, I led the man to the Lord. Praise God. Now that, my friends, is a true Christmas miracle. Glory to God. And once again is a manifestation of God's mercy and God's grace and God's protection and the leading of the Spirit and the power of God and the guidance of the Spirit and of salvation. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Like the kids sang last Sunday morning, you know, it just keeps going on and on in my heart. It's Christmas. The angels are singing. And I know the reason the Savior is born. Amen. It's Christmas, praise God. And men like Sankey, and a rough Confederate sniper soldier, and me and you could all be saved because of Jesus. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Can you say amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then as part of our Christmas service this morning, we want to take communion together. So I want to read you scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse number 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Paul said, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you do, as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Well, there's several verses you could read before this and several verses you could read after this. This isn't the only place the Bible talks about communion. But I want to particularly point out to you just one thing found in verse number 26. It says, for as often as you drink this bread and eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Notice that word proclaim. You proclaim the Lord's death. King James Bible, because you can really miss it, says show, and it actually spells show, S-H-E-W. Pronounced show, but it says S-H-E-W. Well, that could just kind of go over your head. That's an extremely important word. An important part of communion. You do show the Lord's death till he comes. You do proclaim the Lord's death. Some translations say you announce the Lord's death. So what does it mean to show, to proclaim, to announce the Lord's death until he comes? Well, the Greek word here, translated show or proclaim, means that you make something publicly known. Really, it's an interesting word. If you look it up in the Greek, it'll use the English word promulgate, a word we don't use very much. But you know, to promulgate is to announce something that's new, that's going to, like a new law. On January 1st, we are announcing to you that this new law is going to take effect, and this is what this new law means. So we are to promulgate what the Lord's, what His broken body and shed blood means to us as Christians. It's not just understanding that the bread represents the juice and the bread represents the body and the juice represents the blood, but what's the significance of that? We are announcing it, and not only are we announcing it, we are saying, by faith, this is what it means to me. So again, let me back up. In communion, we're making known what the body of Christ, what the blood of Christ means. We are proclaiming what His death has done for us. We're proclaiming the true significance of communion. See, the true significance of communion is not just recognizing the juice represents His blood and the bread represents His body. It means because of His shed blood. See, what do you have? What's gone into effect in your life because He shed His blood? It means because of His shed blood. It means because of His broken body, because of His death and resurrection, and because we have received Him by faith as our personal Lord and Savior, then we are saved, we are redeemed, and we are made whole, spirit, soul, and body. And so if you understand what it means to be saved and what it truly means to be redeemed and made whole, that means we are righteous, we are forgiven, we are provided for, we are protected, we are healed, we are delivered, we have the Holy Spirit, we are favored, amen, we are blessed and given peace and total well-being. Glory to God, Isaiah 53:4. Surely He hath borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God. But He was wounded for our transgressions. That's our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace and total well-being was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed. Amen. Glory to God. So we are announcing that. We are announcing that we are saved and, listen, that we have all that Jesus provided for us. Glory to God when He died on the cross for us all those years ago. But still, listen, still we are not proclaiming, listen, we are not proclaiming, nor do we receive the benefits of His broken body and shed blood just by eating and drinking. You're not proclaiming until you eat and drink in faith. You eat and drink in faith. You eat and drink believing in what the juice represents, the remission of your sins, and what the cup represents. Then we announce it. And then we receive the benefits of all He did for us. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen. So Dr. Roy Hicks always liked this. This is the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. Very popular Bible. A lot of people have this Bible. And, you know, they use different commentators and Bible scholars and so forth. And different people would make what they call kingdom dynamic notes on different subjects. And so one of the authors that would make the notes in this Bible was Roy Hicks. Well, Dr. Roy Hicks, we were privileged. Dr. Roy Hicks preached for us, I don't know, maybe at least four times, maybe five or six. But on this very, on these verses we just read, verses 11, 23 through 26, because he's talking about faith's confession, this is what he says, faith at the Lord's table. Listen to what he says. Listen carefully. Faith at the Lord's table. Just as the act of water baptism outwardly declares and confesses an inward experience of salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus, each observance of the Lord's table is a powerful occasion for faith's testimony or faith's confession. In the ordinance, the Christian confesses before all heaven that he not only has believed, but that he has not forgotten. In remembering involves more than just memory. The words suggest an active calling to mind. Now listen. He said the word for introduces the reason for the supper is continually repeated. It is an acted sermon. For it proclaims, everybody say proclaims. It proclaims the Lord's death. The outward act of faith as the bread and cup taken is explicitly said to be an ongoing active confession. Literally, this says, you are proclaiming, you are declaring. Each occasion of partaking is an opportunity to say, to proclaim, or to confess again, I herewith lay hold of all the benefits of Jesus Christ, full redemption for my life, forgiveness, wholeness, strength, health, sufficiency. The Lord's Supper is not to be simply a ritual remembrance, but an act of confession by which you actively will to call to memory and appropriate today all that Jesus has provided and promised through his cross. So as we take communion this morning, we're going to proclaim the Lord's death. Amen. We're going to say, hey, I'm receiving this bread and I'm receiving this blood in memory of, this represents the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his body was broken, amen, for my physical well-being and my physical sustenance. And his blood was shed so that my sins might be remitted. And I take that by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as I remember everything that Jesus did for me at Calvary. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I always like to point this out too. It says we should discern the Lord's body. You know, the Lord's body has a twofold application. First of all, we are his spiritual body. Everybody that is truly born again, that is truly a Christian, whether they're Baptist, Methodist, Charismatic, Church of God, Assembly of God, if somebody has truly accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, then they are our brother and sister in Christ. We may not agree on every jot and tittle, but we probably agree on about 98% of the basics when you get right down to it. The devil likes to magnify our differences, but we agree on the basics. True Bible-believing, born-again Christians, we believe in the basics. And those are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are not against them. We are for one another. And then even in a local body to, you know, Paul got on to these people and corrected these people because, you know, some of them were getting drunk in communion and some of them, you know, were letting the poor people do without food and they didn't. He was saying, you're not taking care of one another. You need to discern the Lord's body. Spiritually, you are all one. You are to love one another. You're to forgive one another. You're never to do anything that would hurt one another. And that's how you discern the Lord's body. Because he said, if you don't discern the Lord's body, you partake unworthily. Amen. You're not unworthy, but you can partake in an unworthily manner. But the Lord's body also means that by his stripes we were healed. His physical body was broken for our physical well-being and our physical sustenance. And so we, by faith, receive the benefits of what he did for us. And of course, we all know that his blood was shed so that we could have remission of sins and be born again. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, we're actually a little bit bigger than I thought we was going to be this morning, but I really had it in my heart just to minister communion to you personally myself. So in a minute, I'm going to ask the ushers to help us, and we'll have people come up, and you'll just come make a line, and I'll come. We're going to pray over the bread and pray over the drink ahead of time. I will minister to you. You just come and take it, and then you can go out this side. And it won't take but a few minutes. I just want to personally do that for you myself. John, I'm going to ask you to come and carry that for me. I don't think that's very heavy, but I'll just announce something to you. Because I'm not supposed to pick up anything heavy. On Thursday at about 1 o'clock, they removed my gallbladder. And I am doing extremely well, praise God, but I'm not supposed to lift anything. So we'll do that. Amen. Praise God. I preach Wednesday night, and I'm here Sunday morning. Glory to God. So Jesus said this, or Paul said this, this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father, we thank you for your broken body. We thank you that by the stripes of Jesus we were and we are healed and made whole, spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. We thank you for the peace of God and wholeness and wellness in every area of life because of Jesus. And then it also says, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So we thank you for your shed blood. The Word of God says your blood is precious. The Word of God says your blood justified us. Glory to God. We are righteous. We are right with God because of the precious blood of Jesus. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus that wiped our sins out. Our sins are gone. They're not just covered over. They're wiped out like they never had. It's just like we never sinned. We're righteous in your eyes. Our sins have been remitted. And oh, thank God for the precious blood in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Guys, just come up right here. Just come up. Glory to God. Amen. Just make a line all the way across here. I can carry this one, I think. We'll start on this end over here, John. Thank you, Father. Just come on over to here, all the way to this end. Just like we're doing a healing line. Amen. Okay. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Just a straight line, guys, right there. Go ahead and take it. Just pray over and take it when you're ready. Thank you, Jesus. Sing that together. Sing that together with her. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood, Father.
Oh, the blood of
Thank you, Jesus. Take heed. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. Drink of it. And as often as you do it in remembrance of me. When you're through, you can go back to your seats. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Merry Christmas. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Amen. And by his stripes we were and we are healed. Okay, when you come up and you take, just go ahead and when I hand it to you, just go ahead and partake of it right there. We're doing this individually, okay? I'm sorry I didn't explain that good.
Healed by the blood of Jesus.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ has redeemed. He purchased. He paid the price for. Amen. He delivered us from all the curse of the law, all the curse and all that is worse, the curse of sin, the curse of defeat, the curse of evil, the curse of every sickness and every disease. We've been redeemed from by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It washes white as snow.
Sing it with Dean.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Merry Christmas. Take heed, as often as you eat, remember me. And as often as you drink, remember me.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Washes white as snow. I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. Healed by the blood of Jesus. We're healed by the blood of Jesus. Washes white as snow. Saved by the blood of Jesus.
Take heed. As often as you eat, remember me. And drink in remembrance of me. For his blood was shed for the remission of our sins.
Saved by the blood of Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
Washes white.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Glory to God. Merry Christmas.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his goodness. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses, diseases, and carried our pains. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. Healed by the blood.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Jesus.
Merry Christmas. Praise God.
By the blood of Jesus.
Merry Christmas. How's David?
Okay, but he's healed. Amen.
Let's go.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Healed by the blood of Jesus.
Merry Christmas, my friends.
Washes white as snow. Oh, the blood.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad He came? Let's stand up together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope you have a wonderful lunch and a wonderful day with your family. Thank you for coming today. You all look great. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go out of here singing Joy to the World. How about that? Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed. Thank you, Jesus.